second
get
one.
The fuck out of my house. The actual
he's an American in it.
I'll fucking
but...
kill you, man.
That is a good like
I'm waiting for Django Unchained to pop up.
Oh, it'll be in there.
Yeah,
it'll be in there. Welcome back to the Tropical Polar Bears. I'm Luke Russell.
I'm Tom, man.
We've got Adam with us today. We're doing a higher or lower. Keeping it nice and simple. I was like, I'm not going to give you the time to do your hair. I'm just going to go straight into it.
I've got the prime position to decide.
That's my worry. I'm a little bit like, oh, because I asked
up a bit.
I asked you to move in front of each other and Jack didn't move very much. So I was oh, he's still got a view on this.
Not today.
All right, so... As normal, I've not given either of you any hints as to what the higher or lowers are going to be. Today, we are doing higher or lower Rotten Tomatoes scores. And this one is Luke's choice.
That's a juicy one.
It's Luke's choice. Now, I believe if... Yes, all right, I've just double-checked it. This is based on audience scores. So it's nothing to do with what you think critics will think about it. It's purely what you think the audience would have thought. So we're going to take it in turns. Now... It does tend to deem that sometimes it's accidentally the person that goes first has either the easier or a harder run. Like, it's kind of, I don't really plan it out like that. It's just sometimes you get a little bit of an easier run. So, Jack, Adam, as the guest, why don't you choose whether you want to go first or second?
I think I will go first, yeah.
Okay. You always seem to get the easier run, don't you? Like, last time, was it...
Yeah, maybe he switched up and he's made, like, the was second person have the easier question. Yeah, yeah.
Was it Louis that... well, I don't know who you, which one you're going to pick, but was it Louis that always got the really difficult run against you?
Yeah, it was, I think.
All right, so, nice and simple. The first film is Pulp Fiction. Now, it has an audience score of 96%. The question is The Dark Knight higher or lower?
I'm going to say Dark Knight is higher, yeah.
That was very quick to...
Yeah, I think it's universally more of a preferred film.
I feel like that's a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes at least.
It's lower.
It's lower than that. 97.
Well, it's 96, so if it's lower, it's not going to be 97. 94%.
Oh, I'm a bit surprised about that, because people really dig it.
A lot. There are a good amount of these that are very close, but all right.
Fair enough.
Jack.
Was that correct, though, that?
No.
Oh, no.
Jack. Dark Knight, 94%, or Fight Club?
I like Fight Club.
Some of the films are nothing like each other as well, so it's kind of hard to draw a comparison. You've just got to go as to whether you think people prefer that
I
film.
I think Fight Club has a lot of like social relevance. And,
yeah, but well, I'm trying. I'm not helping you.
Because it's all about...
I didn't like Fight Club when I watched it, but
it's all about like masculinity, isn't it? It's like a commentary on that. I think it probably critically, I reckon it probably.
It's not critics; it's audience score.
Audience score, I reckon 95.
So you think higher?
I think higher. Yeah.
It is indeed higher. 96.
96.
96.
I'm really surprised.
All right then.
Maybe people just don't like The Dark Knight.
I mean, 94 is still pretty.
Oh yeah, no. If you're in the 90s, that is unreal. Yeah, like any films that you're going to get in the 90s are really good films.
I think maybe because it's a superhero film.
If you base it on critics, it's like, well, anything could be anything because the critics just they do what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
I think maybe because it's a superhero film, people. Like there's definitely a good
there's a bit more of a hesitation, especially back then.
Yeah,
so less now, but back when Dark Knight was coming out, like what, the 2010, like not even that.
I feel like there's just an anti superhero group, though. Do you know what I mean? So like even Marvel, I feel like Marvel will never get 100% for that reason or something. Do you know what I mean?
Not today, yeah.
All right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
Fight Club is on 96%. Is 7 higher or lower?
7.
I've got some. This is Luke's choice, so I've picked loads of films that I either really like or films that I know you guys like.
This is every movie every tutor in university wanted us to watch, pretty much.
Do you remember when they made us watch the intro? They made us watch the intro to 7 at some point. Did you have to watch that?
It rings a bell, yeah. Rings a bell.
Because I'd never seen 7, and then they made us watch the title sequence for 7, and I was like, oh, that looks banging. I want to watch that. And then I literally went to CEX that day, bought it, went home and watched it. And I was like, oh my God, this film's unbelievable.
Yeah,
like, and I've seen it so many times
since. I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, it's an unbelievable film.
Mm.
Yeah.
But they did annoy me, the fact that they promoted that oh, what's his name? Like Kevin Spacey was in it, and you don't see him for ages, so you're like, oh, so he's going to be the killer.
He was quite big at the time, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. So, Seven. Oh, yeah, I can't tell you what Seven is. I nearly just said
so,
it.
So, Seven, higher or lower than what? Sorry, what was it?
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Fight Club's 96%.
I reckon Seven is, I'm going to say lower, because I feel like I keep saying higher. Yeah, I reckon lower.
You've only answered one.
Are you
so
doing?
Far,
yeah, but
so
you are you well, metagaming yeah, here?
But everyone that you've done,
are you metagaming? You saying because all the rest have been higher?
No. The one that you're on, like you know what I mean.
The one he said earlier on was lower, and he said he wanted to go higher.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get you. I was about to say don't lower? Metagame because
I'm going to say lower. Yeah. I'm going to say lower than Fight Club.
Correct. 95%. It was only 1% lower.
There's no rhyme or reason to have these. I mean, yeah, it's just down to...
It's just a 50-50 luck game. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. What
there is like. Slight skill to it, like if you kind of know...
Yeah, well, you just got to You just got to try and judge the general perception of said film. Seven is on 95%, but is The Departed higher or lower? Another unbelievable film.
He's bringing out all the bangers.
I'm picking a lot of these in here are my favourite films
are all my favourite films.
I put Fight Club in there because I know you really like Fight Club.
I'm waiting for Django Unchained to pop up.
Oh, it'll be in there. Yeah, it'll be in there. It might even be the one after this one.
I'm a go. What was the film again? It was
The Departed.
Departed.
And Seven was on 95%. Oh, I thought you were getting really
like,
into it, and you were like, "Oh my god!"
That was like Scorsese. That's one of his top films, isn't it? Like,
I think Departed is in my top 10.
In his like already excellent catalogue, and I feel like it's got behind Seven. As much as I like Seven,
It's 1% lower. It's 94%.
Wow!
You know what? I had a bit of a morbid thought the other day. And it was because I was thinking of The Departed. And I was like, you know how there's that idea of like, oh, we all went out to play with our friends that one last time. We never knew it was the last time. I was like, oh my God, there's going to be a time that I watched The Departed for the last time. And I was thinking about certain films and I was like, oh my God. Like, do you know what I mean?
Stick it on.
You're there in ICU and you're just like, play another one.
it might seem really sad, but I'm like, oh, like everyone's got their own version of heaven. I was like, heaven to me would be like just eternity of just being able to watch films. Like, that would be pretty banging. But
just right. Tell your kids at the time, I want to die in a cinema.
Alright, I want to be in the hospital bed,
but a screen above me.
Yeah,
so you're just lying.
Alright, so The Departed was 94%. Adam, was Django Unchained higher or lower? Told you it was the next one. Told you it was next.
I'm going to say lower, and the reason why I'm saying is Django Unchained is a great film, but I don't think it's considered even though I think it's a masterpiece.
It's my favourite.
I don't think it's considered by the general public as like one of the greatest movies of all time. Like, there's certain movies that you know are considered that. I don't think
and
Django
it can
really
split audiences as well because of the content.
But I don't think Django's on that, unfortunately, even though I think it's a cracking movie. So I'm going to say lower.
You're right. It is 91%. It's only 3% lower, so it is still really... I didn't expect it to be that high.
No, I didn't. I
think that's a good scoring. For me, Django Unchained is my favourite Tarantino movie. Whether it's the best is... Like do you know what I mean?
My
like,
favorite Tarantino.
I don't enjoy watching like Pulp Fiction as much as I like watching Django.
Django Unchained is a great movie. I love it.
I think Inglourious Basterds considered the best.
Oh no,
I would say I'd say it's tied either between Pulp Fiction and what's the one the first Reservoir Dogs or I'd say Kill Bill. Kill Bill. Yeah. I feel like I watch Kill Bill any day.
Unpopular opinion. I don't think it was that. Like perceived that well.
What?
I love Hateful Eight.
I like it.
I've really seen it.
Have you not? Mate, yeah. I've seen it so many times. Hateful Eight, Django, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for me. I think that's a bit like a lot of people are a bit mixed on. I love those films.
Hateful Eight is so long times. Though. It's long, but like I do enjoy it.
Mm. I'll have to give it a watch then.
Yeah,
100%. Oh, I love that film.
Mm. I think it's at its best the first time I watch it. Because it's a murder mystery, it doesn't always have like the best rewatch.
It's a bit like it's a bit of a Cluedo film, isn't it? It's a whodunit. Alright, so Django Unchained, 91%. Is Wolf of Wall Street higher or lower?
higher. It's
a fucking banger.
It's gotta be.
I like Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
one of my favourite films of all time.
Unfortunately, it's lower. 83%.
I guess because it's a rip off of Goodfellas.
It is a little bit, isn't it? Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Well, I didn't even realise because I watched Goodfellas after Wolf of Wall Street.
Especially the ending.
It's like the same. It's the same film. So
but the guy did actually live that life.
Yeah.
It's just the stylization of it, though.
But they are both Scorsese.
I do think some of these are quite difficult. Yeah. Now, Adam, Wolf of Wall Street, 83%. But is Joker higher or lower?
I'm going to say, Joker was higher.
You're right. 88%. Oh,
I'm getting smoked.
Yeah, but you might get in the later rounds. Yeah,
this isn't looking good for me. I'm getting smoked. All right.
Jack, Joker, 88%. Is The Revenant higher or lower? The film that got Leonardo DiCaprio his Oscar.
Yeah, that's got to be up there, like 97, 98.
All right. It's 84%.
What? Yeah, because I always got the vibe, right, so with The Revenant, he won his Oscar, yeah. Mm. However...
It's not his best film.
It's not his best movie. No, and the reason why he won his Oscar because of it is because there was such backlash by the fact he didn't win an Oscar for Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, that's true. That,
so it was kind of like paying him back almost.
I think that, and also if you think about what he had to go through as an actor to do it, because they shot everything out in the wild and everything. It was all done with natural lighting, so it was long as hell days and everything. The stuff he had to go through as an actor to do that made him deserve the Oscar. And his performance was banging. I just think that as a film, it's not his most... You know what I was saying the other day? I was saying that I think they should bring in a new Oscars category and it should be called something like Legendary Performance. And it should be people who have been nominated for Oscars in the past that should have won can be re-nominated for Legendary Performance or something. So, for example, Wolf of Wall Street, he could be re-nominated for it or something. I just think it would be really cool that, like...
Do they have one for, like, best scene? Because...
No.
Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes, like, maybe they're not the best actor that year, but, like, sometimes, like, a scene, you know, like, for, like, Django Unchained, the bit where Leonardo goes, like, crazy in it.
I would not have been mad about him. If he got an Oscar for that, I wouldn't have been mad.
Yeah, like, best solo performance or something, or best, like... a scene or I don't know, do you know what I mean, just something like for just a, because he isn't the best
but then you
actor in the film necessarily, but he's like in that moment he is Leonardo, he's not like the focus of the film, so he couldn't get like best actor because he's not the lead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but like that moment is like one of the best.
You can get best supporting actor,
yeah, but that, like,
problem with that idea, I think, is that every film would make sure that they crammed in an Oscar-worthy scene
to potentially
get a nomination. Like, you know how you've got these films...
It'd be a whack film and then just this, like, incredible...
One-banging scene. Yeah, you know how films will... You can tell they're tailoring themselves to the Oscars.
Oh, there's so many. There's so many like that.
Yeah, that might cause more problems then.
All right. The Revenant is 84%, but is Lone Survivor higher or lower?
Oh, like Lone Survivor.
Hey, I've got bangers in here.
I'm picking my DVD.
Exactly.
Lone Survivor. Which one's that one?
It's got Mark Wahlberg. It's like four Marines. They're in like
Afghanistan. Lone Survivor versus, you say,
The Revenant.
The Revenant. I'm going to say The Revenant was higher.
Okay. So Lone Survivor lower?
Yeah.
No. Lone Survivor was 87%.
I've never seen it, so I was.
Yeah, what's his name? Marcus Luttrell. Marcus Luttrell, yeah, he's a real guy.
Mm.
It's based on a true story, and I've seen videos on YouTube where they get soldiers. They've gotten ex-soldiers and everything to react to. You get them, like, they'll react to like scenes in Call of Duty games and stuff like that, and they reacted to Lone Survivor, and they said that it was like one of the most accurate depictions of battle. Like, it is.
Oh yeah, like, I remember watching that for the first time. I was like, this is the first action film where people are like actually getting shot. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like the heroes on screen are like getting hit with bullets, and it's like it proper like drills into like these people are not safe. Do you know what I mean?
And it,
like,
shows you the brother connection that these, I think they were SEALs. Were they SEALs?
Navy SEALs, I think. Yeah, they're on like a scouting mission or something.
Jack,
like
Lone Survivor has 87%. Now I know this is going to be difficult for you because this film is a banger, and I know you love it. Oh, is Fury higher or lower? Have you seen Fury?
I have seen Fury. I'm
trying to remember which one Fury is.
Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf.
I haven't known. John I'm not big Berth, on war movies.
I always forget.
I like Fury, but I don't know. I don't know if it beats Lone Survivor though, because like
the problem is for me, both those films are so rewatchable. If I don't know what to watch and I come across Fury on Netflix, I want to say a good 7 or 8 times out of 10 I end up watching Fury.
Fury's a bit like Hollywood though. I feel like oh mate, yeah, I know, because it's audience, isn't it?
This is how you got to think. You can't think what would you go for. You're like, what do the audience go for? You got to bear in mind, obviously, this has like Brad Pitt in it and everything.
I'm gonna go Fury High, but I think Lone Ranger. Well, is it Lone Ranger? I can't remember.
Lone Survivor.
That's a better film.
Fury was lower, 84%.
I shouldn't have fallen into a trap.
lower by 3.
Right, now, I'm getting smoked.
One that I'm pretty sure you like. I'm sure we've had a discussion about this. Fury, 84%. Is The Martian higher or lower?
I love The Martian.
When the trailer for The Martian came out, and it came out, it said based on a book. So I saw the trailer for it in the cinema. I was like, I need to read that book before I watched it. And then I read it. I think you did the same thing. I read the book, literally. Then I went and watched the film, and it is a banger.
I actually didn't watch the movie till like, I was living in this house when I watched the movie. Yeah, just never got round to it. I read the book.
Good though, innit?
I knew what happened and everything. It's a good book. It's not, you know, it's funny as well. And then I just
it's hard to make humour out of that situation of one man being stuck on a planet on his own, and they do a good job.
And then one day I just rented it on Amazon Prime, and I was like, yeah, that was a good movie.
I think it's on Netflix at the moment.
Yeah. I watched someone like...
No, it's on Disney Plus, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember watching like a channel that like kind of... So like he lives off potatoes, doesn't he? So it was like, oh, can someone actually survive on potatoes for a year? And apparently you can, so... You ever stuck on a desert island Mars, potatoes?
Another example, you know I said about ex-soldiers reacting to things? They had scientists react to The Martian and said that the science, when it comes to films, The Martian is up there for the science being quite accurate, apparently. But, alright.
Nice. Well, so The Martian versus Fury.
But, yeah, The Martian higher or lower than 84%.
I'm going to say...
Really, you just got to look at the number. You're like, do you think it's higher or lower than that number?
I'm going to say The Martian was higher.
Correct. 91%.
Yes, boy.
We're back in the 90s. Now, Jack, this is a difficult one. The Martian, 91%. Or Predator?
The original.
Okay. Schwarzenegger.
What was Martian?
91.
I'm going to go Predator. Okay. I love Predator.
It's banger. 4% lower.
Nah, I'm
alright
with that. 87%. I still love it.
Predator's great.
I've not actually watched any of the others. I've only ever watched the first one.
Number two is banging, and then they've got Predators, where they suddenly just wake up falling through the sky.
Oh, I quite like that one.
Yeah,
mate.
I quite like that one.
It's like, one out recently.
That one's like Jurassic Park 3, though, where like it's shit.
Oh, I love Jurassic Park 3. I like Jurassic Park 3. Right, Adam, Predator, 87%, or Die Hard?
I'm going to say Die Hard.
He's quick with it, but he's right.
Die Hard's got the benefit of being a favourite like Christmas movie for a lot of people as well.
Yeah. Alright. Die Hard, 94%, or Spider-Man 2? As in Tobey Maguire with Dr. Octopus.
What was the first?
Die Hard's 94%.
Spider-Man 2 is something else.
Like apart from No Way Home, Spider-Man 2 is probably my favourite Spider-Man. Like, but I've only seen No Way Home once, so I can't say whether it's my favourite yet.
All the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans I like.
Even 3 I like.
That's another one. Like 3 like gets a lot of shit, but it's like Jurassic Park 3, like Predators. Like there is a lot of enjoyment in that.
There is a lot that I don't like about Spider-Man 3. But
there's a lot of enjoyment there. Like,
oh yeah, no.
It's like so bad and quotable.
I in general enjoy it.
Yeah.
Once a film's memed, it's goated.
It's legendary status. Right? Yeah. I'm going to say Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man 2.
It's 12% lower. It's 82%.
I'm disappointed in
in you people. All right.
You want forgiveness? Find God. No, you just find religion.
82% Spider-Man 2. Is Beverly Hills Cop higher or lower? You can tell this is Luke's pick.
Yeah, I've never watched I've not watched Beverly Hills. Did I watch it?
I think we might have watched some of the first one.
Yeah, I don't think we watched it all. So this is
Beverly Hills 2. Oh no, this is Beverly Hills 1, sorry.
Actually, no, I think we did watch first.
So what? I think we did, yeah.
Who's turn? My turn, isn't it?
Yeah. Your turn, yeah.
Beverly Hills
Eddie Murphy.
Beverly Hills Cop. It's Eddie Murphy. It's an 80s cop film.
Yeah.
versus, higher or lower than 82% Spider-Man 2?
I'm going to say lower.
It's 1% higher.
Oh, really? Oh.
83%.
Well, that could have been either or, couldn't it? You know.
Jack, Beverly Hills Cop, 83%, or The Drop?
I've never watched The Drop. You keep telling me to watch it.
It might be my favourite film of all time.
I'm going to go Drop because I have the confidence that Luke's going to put this one higher.
No, I'm in a minority. This is 76% audience score on... there's just something about it. It was one of James Gandolfini's last films before he passed away, Tony Soprano.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's got Tom Hardy in it. It's just, I don't know why, but I've just got a soft spot for this film, but a lot of people don't.
Is it another film where Tom Hardy plays the exact same person?
Cockney.
Yeah. No, a really rough geezer. Yeah. It's just like...
He does play a really rough geezer, but he's an American in it.
I'll fucking kill you, man.
That was a good...
That was a really good impression.
Yeah. I was like, I love it. Is that Tom Hardy?
If you want to knock off Tom Hardy for your films, get in touch.
Stick me on Peaky Blinders season 5, mate, and
So Tom Hardy looks a bit different. It's like, if you squint a little, it looks the same.
Yeah. You could be a Tom Hardy voice actor.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, The Drop, 76%, but it's super bad, higher or lower.
Superbad's got to be higher, man.
I've got bangers in this selection.
That's a
great
movie. I love Superbad so much.
You're going higher?
I'm going higher, yeah.
You are right, my friend.
Yeah, Superbad is great.
How does Rotten Tomatoes work? Is it audience review?
You have two. I think you have two. You have audience and
Critic.
Is this on the audience?
Yeah, this is all audience, yeah. Critic is stupid because if you've got a film that's a Netflix original... 9 out of 10 times critics will give it a bad score because it kind of puts them out of the job if cinemas go down, so they never want to give like streamer films good scores. So critic scores I never look at critic scores. Not worth looking
so
at.
So if I go on Rotten Tomatoes, can I just go on a film and then like it?
You make an account. I think you just click like a yes or a no. It's like you just click like fresh or rotten, I think. And if you like it, then you give it an up. If you don't, then it's down.
In a way, though, from the scorings, I feel like it's hardcore film nerds who are doing this. That's why the superheroes are getting a bit of hate, because I feel like hardcore film nerds.
Well, films like Django, you've got to think about people that like they're like, oh, I don't like what I see here. There's people that complain that go online to do these things as well. So that kind of balances it out a little bit. Superbad, 87%. Is Avengers Infinity War higher or lower?
Higher or lower than Superbad?
But this is hard because you said about the superhero thing earlier.
Well, is this my one? Yeah.
This is yours,
Infinity War higher. I feel like that's one that's like 90%, 99 on Rotten Tomatoes.
91%. So it is higher.
I thought it'd be higher.
How much more higher than Superbad, you say?
4%.
I thought I still won it.
But you think it'd be like...
I thought 99. Yeah.
Adam, Avengers Infinity War, 91%, versus my favourite Lord of the Rings film, The Two Towers. Is The Two Towers higher or lower?
I'm going to say Infinity War is higher because I feel as though, even though Two Towers is great and I love it, but it's a middle movie. And
it's my
favourite
one.
Hype dies down after a while a little bit. Like, it's still great, but like, we're still living off the hype of the Endgame Infinity War sort of situation.
So you think Lord of the Rings is lower?
Lower, yeah.
No, it's 95%.
Oh, is it? Fair enough. I put my hands up.
Well, that was actually a good point to reference what Jack was saying, where you were like, oh, from like, it's film nerds and everything. Film nerds, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. I love Lord of the Rings so much.
Final question. We'll find a one.
I think I've already lost it.
Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, 95%. Is it higher or is The Empire Strikes Back higher or lower?
I mean, if it's not, then Empire Strikes Back should be like 99, 100% or something. I think that's like, surely that's got to be the highest rated film on there.
It's 97%.
It's a cracking movie, it's a classic.
Yeah, I think it's my favourite Star Wars.
It's the best one, but like...
I think it's my favourite Star Wars, and then I think it's an unpopular opinion. You won't disagree with me. I think Revenge of the Sith
Revenge of the Sith, I love it. Yeah,
we're of that generation,
that
do you know
age.
What I mean? Like,
we were children when those movies were coming out. Like, for us,
it's so memeable and so quotable, though.
The generation before us probably hates
Revenge of the Sith, because it's so quotable and memeable. It's like, but same with Empire Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back's most quotable. Like, they're the two most quotable movies.
It's got the Luke I Am Your Father bit. Right. But, alright, results. Jack, 3. Adam, 6. You've been dethroned. You never lose these, actually, do you?
I've lost two now. Get this is my fuck. Second.
This is your second
Get
one.
Get the fuck out of my house. The reward for this
Jack,
one
you
is...
Jack, you forgot your drink, mate.
Jack gets taken off the podcast and replaced with a pillow that says Jack.
I think we joked at one point that was what was at stake, didn't we? one of the previous ones, we were like, if you lose a certain number, you get kicked off and the person that beats you the most replaces you. But, all right, that was Higher or Lower, Rotten Tomatoes, Luke's Choice. Now, I think some bangers in there as well, in it. There were some banging films in there.
Absolutely.
But yeah, thanks for watching. If you did enjoy, please do let us know. If you're listening on Spotify, cheers. If you're watching on YouTube, comment. Which one were you most surprised by? Come back in shop.
I'm out.
Well, you've been brought back in for the outro.
Was there one that you think was the most surprising? When I looked at them, The Drop was the most surprising one to me because I thought it was at least going to be.
I've never heard of The Drop. So I wasn't that surprised.
It's not like a massive, massive Hollywood film or anything. It's a low budget film.
I was a bit surprised that Superbad and Endgame were so close in score. Even though
Infinity War.
Yeah, Infinity War.
Yeah, only 4% between
them.
Yeah,
because I love both movies, but they are drastically like.
But that's the thing. When you go on Superbad, Rotten Tomatoes, you're just giving it a yes or a no as to whether you like it. And that's how you've got to think about it. You can't think of it as... It's not meant to be a comparison between Superbad and Infinity War. It's meant to just be which one has the highest score kind of thing. But, yeah. Cheers for watching, listening, guys.
See you in the next one.